Leaving the room dedicated to Lucio Fontana, you enter what was originally Mariette Di Stefano's studio. Here, in a tightly packed picture gallery, a series of paintings from around 1947 are exhibited, alongside spatialism and nuclear artworks. The works are by young artists with whom the Boschi Di Stefano couple socialized and to whom they lent their support in the 1950s, through the purchase of many works that served to enrich their art collection. The dense layout makes clear the upturning growth of the collection in the immediate post-war period. On the entrance wall and on the wall where the French doors open, the works of a new generation of artists are crowded together. Immediately following the Second World War, these artists turn their attentions to the French models, especially Neo-Cubism, Picasso and Matisse. They include Remo Brindisi, Cesare Peverelli, Franco Francese, Giuseppe Aimone and Gianni Dova. Spatialist Roberto Crippa is the real star of the room. His works hang not only on the wall opposite the entrance, but also on the two side walls. Prometeo, Prometheus, the large iron totem statue in the room, created in the mid-1950s, is also his. Within a few years, more than 70 works by Crippa entered the collection of Antonio and Marieda, who were close friends of the artist. These works are representative of Crippa's production, from the spatialism of the early Spirali, spirals, the international surrealism of totem and personaggi, characters, in the years of the Cold War with its nuclear threat, as well as his multi-material works. The spirals are gestural works of great dynamism, such as Il Sogno di Anna Bolena II, The Dream of Anne Boleyn II, whose intense blue stands out on the wall opposite the entrance. In these paintings, in which echoes of American action painting are visible, there is the same desire for freedom that led the artist to practice acrobatic flight, a passion that unfortunately cost him his life. The same themes can also be found in the poetics of nuclear art painters, such as Sergio D'Angelo, and above all, Enrico Bai. Two of his works, made with tapestry inserts, hang on the upper level of the right wall. When you are ready, please go through to the last room of the Home Museum. Please select file number 9 on your audio guide.